Good evening, everyone. Tonight we are joined in studio by my lovely wife, Kathleen, off camera.
Hello, everyone.
And if you're wondering what you're seeing in the background tonight, this is a little bit of Kathleen's decorating.
Well, I think it was humorous. I think it worked out well, and definitely, your Birkeland current curtains. Yes.
Now, you didn't buy them with the understanding that they were Birkeland currents. You were buying.
I was buying
decorative
navy blackout curtains, because eventually, after this room is painted, I only put them up because the sun is so bright in here. They're not even on the rods yet that they're supposed to be on. I just put them up to block out the sun with these 90-degree days that we've been having until we get the room painted. And once it's painted, I'll be able to pull it all together. But, yeah, and
so
we were talking.
When you opened them up in the box, and I said, do you know what those are, don't you? Which is, of course, a very leading question, which I'm known for. I said, those are Birkeland currents.
Yep. Oh, you know what? Here, let me put the other. Let me look at something that I just got for you.
So, Birkeland currents. Let's read from Wikipedia. A Birkeland current, also known as field-aligned current, FAC, is a set of electrical currents that flow along geomagnetic field lines connecting the Earth's magnetosphere to the Earth's high-latitude ionosphere. In the Earth's magnetosphere, the currents are driven by the solar wind and interplanetary magnetic field, the IMF, and by bulk motions of plasma through the magnetosphere. The strength of the Birkeland currents changes with activity in the magnetosphere. So if you ever needed something that could easily define the electromagnetism of the universe, the mechanism, the electric universe model, look at Birkeland currents. Wow. They're like DNA using electrons.
Well, we are definitely going to be delving into the electromagnetic spectrum. And one of the things that I bought from Wayfair for you was this. Because in my thoughts for what I'm going to do to pull together your bookcase in the background.
Which, of course, I have no input.
No.
What is that?
Yeah. I found that, and I said, that will go very nicely as you tilt it in your bookcase. It just sort of sums up a lot, doesn't it?
It does. Here, I'll take these off for a second.
It even has a tag on it still.
It even has a tag like the hillbilly lady with her hat.
And it's your tetrahedron.
Yep, that's the 600 cell. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wifey. Well, I feel badly because everybody that is on the internet seems to have it all together. You know, they've got these beautiful backgrounds, and I'm not striving for that because it's content that we're more focused on, but certainly you want to have a presentable background, and I'm just...
Including a sleeping dog.
Yeah. But when we're not, we're never going to be like the news at 5, so to speak.
And then we have way up here our little airplane, Hatch Airlines.
That a very nice family put together for.
Yeah. I love the postings and band about Hatch Airlines.
Yeah.
So last two live streams, Tatiana has posted a nice picture of Hatch Airlines.
Taking off.
144,000 foot perspective on things.
Yep. Well,
so you can see I have my CERN shirt on, so that means we're talking physics tonight. So go ahead.
Well, no, start off with what you wanted to start off with.
Here's the title.
I'm joining you for. Let me go right on.
Here's the title of tonight's live stream: Conjecture, Theories, and the Ether. Today is the 12th of August. It is Tuesday evening. And as I've been stringing the audience along for several live streams, promising that you would join us.
Yeah.
Talk about the ether. Let's go backwards and let's start with the ether. Then we'll go to theories. Then I'll go to conjecture. But I have a whole lot of physics to share with you tonight. But let's start with the ether.
Well, the ether being that it is the medium by which Nikola Tesla believed that the energy of light was conducted through. And ironically enough, Tesla was 23 years old, older than Albert Einstein. My theory and conjecture is that Tesla, who went to J.P. Morgan to fund his research in being able to produce wireless energy through the ether, unlimited energy through the ether, was not funded by him. But of course, he was involved with the elite of his time, who very much did not want anything to be given to humanity for free with respect to energy and electricity and things of that nature. They wanted to capitalize on it and have. And as we know, Nikola Tesla was killed. But yet a lot of the things that he spoke of have come to pass. I mean, WPT, wireless, the wireless power transfer that they are now using is what I have been studying that has led me to believe that Nikola Tesla's theories about getting energy from the ether are actually true and real because they're manifesting now. And this whole wireless power transfer technology, which it transmits electrical energy without physical connections. And that's what Tesla was getting at. And along comes Einstein 23 years later, and his theory of relativity supposedly demolishes any physical, any physics definition of the ether. In other words, it rendered it obsolete at that point, according to them, which is what they wanted. It was by design that Tesla's theory about the ether and taking energy from it,
that it would be debunked
because Einstein comes along. It's why everybody hyped up Einstein. Einstein was nothing but a theory maker. That's all he was.
He was a mathematician first and a theoretical particle physicist.
And you know what they're like. I mean, just think of Jordy Rose. You know, they're just people that think that they have all of these really deep thoughts about things that only they can talk about amongst a very select few of intellectual, high intellectual capacity. It's bullshit. It really is what it comes down to. And pardon my French, but that's exactly what it is.
I think that was the flag that I was hoisting on Sunday's live stream.
Yeah.
So there's two letters in the flag.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So it makes sense that the wealthy and the military-industrial complex would raise up Einstein and make him out to be, you know, this amazing person who will be quoted for years to come to deflect away from the true, real secrets. And that was Tesla, what he was killed for. That's why he was killed.
He died in poverty, so in a way he was killed. They stole everything from him.
There was a fire, supposedly, and it was all burnt. And That's all a lie. And his findings, his research, his studies, and I'm not holding him up to be, you know, the pinnacle of goodness. I really am not. All of these so-called physicists really are like metaphysicists. That's what they are. You know, they're all involved to some degree they're all connected, and they're connected also in their understanding of metaphysics and satanic worship. But what I'm saying is they just stole from him because that technology is evident and in use right now. My research in looking at the ether and them taking energy from it is what I truly believe. And if you say to me, Kathleen, tell me, where's the white papers? Where's this? Where's that? Well, I'm looking at them and I'm reading them. But there's also leadings by the Holy Spirit to understand how it is that Satan is transmitting this information to these type of people, these Jordy Roses today, and these individuals who are going to be behind the construction of these data centers. There is no human way possible, with the, I think it's in the gigahertz that they're going to require for these data centers, or is it?
On average, each individual data center will require one gigawatt power, 1 gigawatt.
So there is no nuclear power plant that you can give, that you can build, no electrical generating power plant that is going to give you a consistent flow at that level. They are taking the energy from the ether. Dissing what Tesla said back then, they knew that that was going to be, because the evidence of it is all around with the wireless power transfer that we're seeing right now.
Simplest example is Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, exactly. And this is exactly what Tesla was talking about. And to a certain degree, an element. But it went far beyond that. And that energy, and that mean that also goes to show who Tesla was in communication with and receiving, you know, this transfer of knowledge. And it's from Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see that these plans are underway for the final push, if you will, for the beast system to move forward, requiring energy that is beyond human production at this point, requires a different type of knowledge and source. That source is the ether. Einstein's theory of relativity did not negate it. It hid it. It overshadowed it. It was propagated by the media to raise up Einstein to overshadow Tesla, really, and to make his, and they completely said his theory of relativity negated Tesla's research about the ether. So using that, I am saying, nope, it always existed. It's what they killed him for. It's what they're using right now. It is the pattern by which they are going to be able to generate the electricity needed to fund these satanic data centers that will control everything and act as the omniscience of Satan, knowing all, seeing all, being all.
The mind of the Antichrist, the data centers just in review.
These are the
data centers for advanced AI.
Well, these are the results of how Satan thinks. These are the outworking of how Satan thinks. And how his followers think and fall in line.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look at what's happening right now, I believe that there are results that occur within the human body, that occur within our environment and ecosystems, that are causing tremendous imbalances. I believe also in the human mind, they're causing imbalances, because you cannot take energy from the ether at the levels that they are going to be generating it and are generating it now, because there are already huge data centers.
Extracting it.
Yes. And not have there be physical outworkings. Well, Kathleen, you know, what are the physical outworkings? What do you think they are? Well, what are the things that they put out front and begin to propagate and hold up as major issues in the world? Is not the green agenda one, or carbon emissions another? Leading all of these things that humans are doing are leading to the upset in the weather systems. No, it's because you're tapping the ether and you're causing a disruption in the electromagnetic spectrum that is affecting not only weather patterns, but thinking patterns of humans.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you upset the magnetosphere, you're playing with the pressure. You're playing with the pressure. And I said to you, it's like the bends situation. When divers go deep and they have to time their return to the surface, or it can cause death. Bubbles form within their blood. They go to the brain and it can kill them, or the heart. But you can also get a type of bends on the earth by way of pressurization not normalizing. That would happen, say, in coal mines when men are deep in the earth digging and then come up. So the reason I say that is because when you look at the Bible. And people, I may lose some of you with this statement, but you know what? Anthony said that this is conjecture and this is theories. In the Bible, when they talk about, let me get it, I think it's in Matthew. I don't know what you chose, but the phrase, earthquakes in diverse places. Now, I have a hexapla Bible that's about 8 inches thick. And a hexapla Bible contains, it goes, it has every version back until I think the 1600s or 1600s and 1700, and it translates the King James Version through the different years. And every time you read about earthquakes in diverse places, today they have said that that translates to, and here it is, it's one of these things that's a true statement in both cases. You can say back in the old English, they didn't put an E on the end. That's a relatively new addition to the English language. So it should be diverse, meaning various places, multiple places. Okay. But what if you look at it, because the consistency up until maybe the 1800s, where they added the E, was diverse places, meaning under the ocean. Mm-hmm. If we look at the Ring of Fire and the tectonic plates, 90% of the world's earthquakes occur along the Ring of Fire in diverse places. Okay? So then you look at, you know, where is it that when we're looking back to where, you know, countries that were known for divers in the Bible, it was Greece, Japan, the Persian Gulf nations, Qatar, the UAE, Bahrain, Kuwait. These were all the regions where divers were known, you know, like for pearls and various other things. Mm-hmm. So what if it was meant in Matthew to be able to refer to earthquakes being in diverse places? Yes, they happen all over the world, so diverse would apply. Mm-hmm. But what if God was more specific in using the reference to places under the ocean where divers go, where 90% of the earthquakes happen?
Along the shorelines.
Exactly, exactly. So in saying that, I was led to read a little bit more about bends, which generally refers to that decompression sickness. And it's most commonly associated with diving. However, decompression sickness can also occur on land in situations involving rapid pressure changes. And it was those pressure changes that led me to understand that if the ether is being tapped for tremendous amounts of energy, it causes an imbalance in the electromagnetic spectrum that will affect people on land with a bends type, even if it's a very subtle, but bends like symptoms. So, you know, like there's altitude changes, there is some of the symptoms, just for an example, of this bends can be joint pain. In other words, the bends, that's how they refer to it, because if people would try to bend their arms or knees, it would hurt. So joint pain, skin rashes, itching, fatigue, neurological symptoms like numbness, tingling, weakness, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty breathing, and in severe cases, paralysis and even death. So many people experience, now I know that these symptoms could go along with a host of other things, but understanding the technology right now that's being employed and the great need for energy beyond anything that humans can build and house in four walls, you need to go to another source. Well, Satan is ready and willing, because this is his final push before his 1,000-year vacation in hell when Jesus returns, that he has to give this information to mankind in order for them to manifest the type of power needed to create his synthetic omniscience, which is where he sees all, knows all, is a part of all, controls all of everything that everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, let me just go to the next point about changes in the Earth's electromagnetic spectrum. You know, we know that solar radiation and temperature changes can heat the Earth's surface in the atmosphere. As the air warms, it becomes less dense and rises, leading to lower atmospheric pressure. And then cooler, denser air increases the atmospheric pressure. This uneven heating is what causes these weather patterns, these dramatic weather patterns to change.
Yep.
So by nature, we ourselves, when we look at ourselves, we know that cells hold an electrical charge. And we're maintained by metals and minerals like potassium or sodium and magnesium. And there's a delicate balance between humanity and the environment in which we live. And you cannot say that tapping the ether is not going to affect the human, because it affects the electromagnetic spectrum that affects the human, every cell in our body. That's how we are connected. This was God's design.
Yep.
And with Satan upsetting it by taking tremendous amounts of energy from the ether, it is affecting every manner of life in this entire ecosystem. This whole beautiful, all self-contained, sustainable, under God's plan, it was all sustainable. We don't need sustainable anything if we just left it alone. But we didn't. It was Satan that pushed for this knowledge to be promoted and propagated mm-hmm. and enacted and realized. So we need to understand also about light, especially infrared and UV, you know, that these things are what add to keeping the human body charged, if you will. And so, and there are other things that obviously can affect it, the food we eat, environments, it can all. Anyway, we need to understand that we too are electromagnetic, and that was by God's design to fit in with this environment,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I think it's very, very.
Well, you look at an EEG, an electroencephalogram
mm-hmm.
of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
That's all based on electrical current.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you look at
the synapses, how they
when
work.
When you look at an EKG for a heart, or
right,
ECG, depending on your spelling.
Yep.
Your heart rhythm is all electrical.
Mm-hmm.
You interpret it through an oscilloscope.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Tesla also had something that was pretty significant called a spark gap that he was known for.
It was a transmitter.
Yeah. And so, and that, in a sense, is how part of our bodies work also in the transmission of energy into which.
Right. You mentioned the synapses. There is a mm-hmm. synaptic gap.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there is a spark that jumps.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he used on that concept.
Which is based upon a medium of think neurotransmitters like dopamine, norepinephrine.
Mm-hmm.
Neurotransmitters are chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a conductive medium that allows the passage of electrons through those neurotransmitters. And
mm-hmm.
when you have a depletion in those neurotransmitters, you end up with things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. The brain will hallucinate, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Short-term memory, long-term memory issues, principally is based upon the chemicals of neurotransmitters.
And could you not say that the increase in the documented cases of what they are classifying as Alzheimer's or dementia could not, in fact, be a result of what they are manipulating
mm-hmm.
in terms of, and it's only going to get worse because Satan has no love for, allegiance to humanity. He hates us. He doesn't care how many humans die in the process of him achieving his artificial omniscience, because that's all it is artificial omniscience. Yeah. He, if there's one word that Satan is going to hate more than anything else, it's the word artificial. Mm-hmm. He's going to change artificial intelligence to super intelligence. Anything with that is labeled artificial. He allowed it for a time, but now he hates it. Now he hates it because he's like, no. This is my declaration of intelligence and my plan. It's not artificial anymore. This is real. Because he's disillusioned. And so we can expect that that's going to be happening. Just, you know, every day wake up and tell him he's artificial because he needs reminding. Lest he gets filled with himself. But, you know, it is expected that any type of drawing from those sources, it's almost like you're sucking the air out of a room when you're taking this energy from the ether, mm-hmm. and it leaves gaps and deficits for everything else. And this affects even down to the molten core of the earth. Yeah. It's why the Lord talked about the earth in these times teetering like a drunkard. A drunkard just doesn't gently rock back and forth. It may rock to the side once, but then it usually is a violent fall over. And this is what we can expect. We have had the Holy Spirit speak to us. You speak so much better than I do. But yet my understanding matches your understanding when we sit and we speak about these things and we have this documentation in front of us. And I'm very, very grateful that you do. What I want people to be encouraged by is that the Spirit doesn't speak like Albert Einstein. The Spirit doesn't speak like Geordie Rose. The Spirit doesn't speak like Nikola Tesla or any of these masterminds of intelligence that are held up in our time to be the most knowing of physics. The Holy Spirit's like, right, okay, let's move on. He wants to speak real to people. He was amazing in the way that he revealed the beast of the sea, with all of the various arteries, if you will, of the beast system snaking across the entire globe on the ocean floor. Again, another reference where earthquakes in divers places, many divers have to go down to take care and tend to these cables on the ocean floor. Mm-hmm. You know, so I am not... As I do and look for research on these things, I really rely on the Holy Spirit to give me the insights that cause me to know what to go after, which only act as the confirmation for what God has shown in its outworking in our world today using technology, mm-hmm. and seeing its outreach to medicine. Because this is where peace and safety, if you will, come together and meet.
Yep.
There is no safety with technology, none. There's no mental safety because they literally are convincing the world that they can read their thoughts. And I have told and encouraged the children of God, it's not that they are reading your thoughts, but you are surrounded. The Lord tells us that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Well, Satan has been cast down to the earth for this time, and with him, one third of the demonic host. That is countless millions or even trillions of demons that are here on earth, that are around your house, near your windows. We can cast them out, but they can make their presence known through an advertisement that you might bring into your house from your mailbox. You know, Satan finds ways of getting into your house. Certainly anybody who turns on their computer, looks at their telephone, or wears one of those watches, you now, we are immersed in a revolution, if you will, a new industrial, but it's the technological revolution that's happening, so that it's inescapable. And so there are demons listening to the way you breathe at night. They're calculating your heart rate. They're watching your body movements. Everything about humanity is being studied by the spiritual realm, to the point where it makes you second guess and say, oh, how does technology read my mind? No, they're not reading your mind. But they're present in your kitchen. They're present in your house and all around. And even if you anoint your home with oil, you have to clean your house every single day, because when you open your computer, you're opening up that portal to the demonic realm, because this is how they are able to communicate that pair of shoes or that shirt that you were thinking of that you might get. Even though you didn't look it up online, you were thinking that you needed a new blue shirt or you needed a new pair of shoes, and you didn't say that to anybody. But yet, the demons that are present in such high numbers now, they know when you go into your closet and you're not satisfied with that old pair of black shoes, or they know that when you're flipping through your coat hangers and you're saying, oh, a blue shirt would really go nice, I've got to get a blue shirt, and then you forget about it. But then they remind you. And it's not because AI is so powerful they're reading your thoughts. It's because the demons have been studying you, and they are here in such great numbers. When you're in the bathroom and you need a new toothbrush, when you are, you know, getting ready to put your clothes into the dryer and you need more bounce things to throw into your dryer, or you need laundry detergent, they are watching everything that you do. They anticipate your needs, and now they have the medium to be able to transmit it back to you, making them appear omniscient. But know that they are here in mass right now. This is why you cannot be afraid of them, but you will confront them. You will confront them. They are here. They are listening. They are present. They know. You are never alone. The Holy Spirit will never leave you or forsake you. For greater is he who is in you than he who is in this world. But know that they are here in a number unlike the days of Noah, when that energy was let loose on the earth to cause the disruption in the genetic code of women, that they gave birth to giants. They weren't mating with demons. They were mating with their husbands. But what ended up happening is whatever energy was in the air at that time was causing tremendous, tremendous genetic augmentation to the fetuses that caused these giants to come about. And it was an evil force that came upon them to bring about these humans, because they were born as natural babies, but then they grew in a way that their DNA was not supposed to, and not as God designed, much like what we're anticipating today. Mm-hmm. Or not anticipating, we can't anticipate that it's going to continue, but much like what is happening today with respect to the manipulation of the genetic codes. So, you know, this is some of the things that we are going to delve into further with respect to our upcoming magazine and things that we're talking about that we may need to change ourselves. But again, we will discuss that with you more later. We will be going into Nikola Tesla's study of taking energy from the ether, and again, seeing how these things are coming about, and it just makes perfect sense. And you have to look for patterns. This is why Jesus taught us in parables. He wanted us to think. He wanted us to see and recognize for ourselves the pattern in the way that he spoke stories to apply it to our lives. He was changing our thinking from a human way of thinking to a more spiritual way of thinking. Mm-hmm. But what he wanted is, do you recognize the pattern? And does not Satan with technology echo what the words of Jesus said without having to call it a pattern? Satan classified it as pattern recognition. Yes, yes. But God wants to apply it for good. Satan is applying it for evil and control. And the pattern is, with respect to the energy that they need today, mm-hmm. Satan spoke it to Tesla. Tesla brought it to the elite of his time. JP Morgan, please fund my research. He funded 2 years. And when Tesla began to talk to these wealthy individuals about free energy, they went, no. No, we're charging for this. And so Tesla unfortunately dies. Einstein, who was 23 years younger than him, is brought up as this young buck, this intelligent physicist whose theory of relativity was going. It's just like the military-industrial complex to do this. Let's build up Tesla. Let's put him forward. You know, like they did Geordie Rose, and then Geordie got weird and they got rid of him. But and now he works in the shadows, which is where he belongs, in his crypt. So anyway, they build up Einstein so that everybody for generations to come, crazy Einstein, they even make his hair wild and make him, you know, this they put a whole persona together for him and held him up as the standard of intelligence. In his theory of relativity, oh, Lord, don't touch that. But it negates Tesla's ether. That just was the cover, because Tesla's taking energy from the ether is exactly for this appointed time.
So I'm going to encapsulate what you said. Let's start with the data centers and what we've presented in terms of the small modular reactors.
Mm-hmm.
So this is using nuclear power to generate electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Now the timeline for the first three production model reactors from the manufacturer, from Valor Nuclear, is supposed to be July of next year. So if we simply look at how long it takes to build a data center, even though it's all hands on deck and they're putting all the resources into building them and they're getting rid of any environmental impact studies, et cetera, let's just say for the sake of easy discussion, if they want to build 10 data centers, of which there are two under construction right now in the United States, 10 and then another 20 abroad. Just in the United States, we're looking at probably 2 to 3 years. And I'm being generous.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 3 years. And then manufacturing enough of these reactors to provide each individual data center with 3 or 4 of these generators. They don't have 2 to 3 years to do this. Now, if they're able to build the data centers faster, let's give them their due. Let's say over the course of the next year, they complete 10 data centers. They still are not going to be able to produce enough of these power generators in time to bring all 10 online. Again, I'm being generous, within a year's time. So if we work with just 1 year and they know they cannot provide the power, even if the data centers are complete within a year,
mm-hmm.
which I think will actually be longer, they have to tap the ether. There's not enough power in the grid, even if they mm-hmm. take every watt from every citizen,
right.
every person in the United States. If they shut the whole grid down and redirect it to the mm-hmm. 10 data centers, there's not enough power.
There is not enough power in the world
to do this. So there's not enough time. So it's the time differential, as I'll call it, that indicates that our conjecture is on the right
They are using it now. They're tapping the ether now. You know, I these things that people, for example, I have a friend, and I'm sure a lot of people have been complaining and been diagnosed with what they call fibromyalgia. And that is that achy joint pain. They wake up, they feel tired and miserable. But they also say it's almost like a phantom illness because they have no, they don't know a lot about it. I think a lot of what humanity is being diagnosed with in terms of the memory loss, in terms of this unexplained joint pain, and it has to do with the changes in the pressure because of they have been tapping. I mean, they would have to, well, let's think, how far back did they start with this whole green agenda and carbon footprint thing and, you know, blaming humanity and taxing us and putting all these regulations? You know, they make up stories to cover for what they, exactly, to cover for what they know are going to be common
effects of tapping.
Yeah, flags that are going to, you know, make people aware that there's a problem. And when a lot of people start coming forward complaining of things like joint pain or memory loss and all of these things that I just mentioned, they have to cover for it. So they come up with new diagnoses like fibromyalgia, and they start blaming us and saying, oh, the reason why we're having so many storms is because of, you know, the carbon footprints, and it's just another reason to tax businesses and, you know, bring more regulation to make things difficult. Because I think the last thing they want to do is cause any more businesses to expand, because Satan wants all of this energy for himself. And he has to have an interim plan before it fully goes to this constant pulling from the electromagnetic spectrum, basically. And again, the Lord told us these things would happen, and it would be as a result of what? The increase in knowledge. In the end times, knowledge will increase. So in order for that to increase, you have to increase the medium by which you present this knowledge, which leads you right back to this energy that Satan taught men to harness in terms of electricity. Jesus never meant for us to have these little snake outlets that are little snake plugs that even look like snakes plug into in your house. He never meant for people to live to have these things snaking through their walls. Now listen, I'm not complaining. I think it's nice to walk into a room and flip on a switch. I don't want to have to go looking for the oil lamp and the candles all the time. I mean, we know what that's like. But we've become dependent in our generation on this. But Jesus never meant for us to live in houses that had this electricity snaking through it, because no doubt when electricity first came out, they were saying that was affecting people's hearts. And it makes sense. Even though the wires are encased now in supposedly material that doesn't emit anything, they don't know that. They never tell us the truth anyway.
Right.
So I really believe that this has been happening longer than we can even anticipate, and it's full speed ahead. We're in the last phase of the tribulation. If that is a full human 7 years and we're past the midpoint, and I believe we are, because we're seeing now that the mark of the beast has been administered, and you know, the population for the most part is under control, under Satan's control, because they gave their allegiance to him by accepting it. He's not going to have a huge amount of people that are going to be bucking up against him and his plan, because number one, he's not visible that you can see, that you can point to and say, that's all your fault. We can, because we understand the spiritual realm through the Holy Spirit, that we can make those accusations and see those as his minions who are carrying out his plan, leaders of nations, bodies, you know, governing bodies like NATO and things like that. So, you know, or World Health Organization or Economic Forum. So we see all of this. Because we're looking in the spiritual realm at the physical. That's our worldview. We are literally living the biblical worldview. I go out in this world and I just see it and experience it and sense it spiritually as very, very different now.
Let me define ether according to Wikipedia. According to ancient and medieval science, alternative spellings of the ether, but the common one is A-E-T-H-E-R. It's known as the fifth element. It's the material that fills the region of the universe beyond the terrestrial sphere. The concept of ether was used in several theories to explain several natural phenomena, such as the propagation of light and gravity. In the late 19th century, physicists postulated that ether permeated space, providing a medium through which light could travel in a vacuum. But evidence for the presence of such a medium was not found, and this result has been interpreted to mean that no luminiferous ether exists. Now that's Wikipedia. We know that the ether does exist, and it has been moved from conjecture into the laboratory, and it is a medium
by which powers and powers travel. I mean, just think of lightning and how that works. So, yeah, they can't hide everything, and that's why Satan hates God's children, because this information is being given to people like us. We're not Harvard educated. And
thank goodness.
That's probably why we can hear from the Holy Spirit. Because if we were, we would be indoctrinated into this world. We'd all be walking around and living the miserable life like Jordy Rose and Suzanne Gilbert and all of his coven. So, you know, and I only use him as an example because I blame him for a lot of what is happening and people like him, because they're warlocks. They're individuals who tap into, by way of ritual, the satanic realm to gain more knowledge and understanding. And, you know, they come against us. They come against people like us. I know. I can sense it in the spiritual realm when they get, you know, they get angry when they hear some of the things that we say, and that's why we ask for prayers, for prayer coverage from our friends and family here, because we are targets in the spiritual realm, and it has its outworking at times in the physical, but God is powerful and merciful, and, you know, we just got to pull those boots on and stand our ground and fight in the spiritual realm, and that's what we do, and that's why Satan wants to subjugate every human being, because he knows how just a few, 12 men following Jesus, turned this world upside down. And the name of Jesus divided time for a time as we knew it with respect to, you know, AD and BC before they decided to change it because they didn't want to give him any acknowledgement. Paint, would you come over here, sweet girl? Come here. Oh, you're so cute.
So I'm going to read our scripture for tonight. This is Romans 1, verses 18 through 32. So bear with me, but this is definitely worth hearing. This is God's wrath against sin. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Now, if we want to pick on the one group, we talk about physicists. They are the group du jour for the last several live streams, but there are many others. They suppress the truth by their wickedness. I'm wearing my CERN shirt. Okay. For what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from his workmanship, so that men are without excuse.
Oh, I love it. I didn't know you were going to use this tonight.
I started this 4 live streams ago about Darwin, the theory of evolution, all of that that wants to discount what science calls intelligent design. Mm-hmm. They'll never ascribe anything to God. God's addressing it right here in this God's wrath against sin. Verse 21. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and darkened in their foolish hearts. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images of mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles and particle colliders.
Einstein, and then you think about Darwin and his theory of evolution. Yeah, these are the ones that he refers to as fools.
Verse 24 of Romans 1. Therefore, when it says therefore,
get ready, Jordy.
Therefore, God gave them over in the desires of their hearts to impurity for the dishonoring of their bodies with one another. That includes the vaccines.
Well, look at all those men that are married to men.
They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator. Who is forever worthy of praise. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
For this reason, God gave them over to dishonorable passions. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. Likewise, the men abandoned natural relations with women and burned with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Talk about AIDS.
Talk about this. This is the Holy Spirit that led you to this tonight. I didn't know you were going to read this. Go ahead.
Furthermore, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, he gave them up to a depraved mind. Okay, so look at all the quantum mechanics, all the particle physics.
Well, it's a theory. Equals deprived mind.
Look at the outcome, AI and quantum computing, to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful.
That describes Trump very well.
They invent new forms of evil, like quantum computers, messenger RNA vaccines. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, merciless. And finally, verse 32, although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things are worthy of death, they not only continue to do these things, but also approve of those who practice them. That's the whole world right there.
And it describes our governments, the leaders. It describes all of the organizations, MI5, MI6, CIA, ABC, FBI, Mossad, whatever. It's all of them, and they are all means all. They are all going to pay with their lives when Jesus returns. But to them, Jesus is a fairy tale, a fictitious person who was made up and does not exist. And yet they're doing rituals to a being and sacrificing humans and blood and their own lives on the altar of Satan to have a few more bucks in their pocket so they can go off and buy Epstein Islands and do all of these perversions that the Lord is talking about, giving themselves over to these deprived minds. And they don't think that they will ever be caught. Trump's going to be exposed. Every world leader is going to be exposed. Every head of every huge corporation, technological corporation, financial, BlackRock. BlackRock is going down. They are going down to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. All of these royal circles of influence and spheres of influence, they are all going to be taken down. They don't realize how close is the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ, who will lop off their heads.
Literally.
His garments are going to be covered in blood, and they're going to say, "Where have you been?" And he said, "Lopping off the heads of nations. And there was no one to help me."
I'll help him.
So they are being put on notice by two little unknown people, Anthony and Kathleen, who are just relaying back what the Word of God has said, confirmed tonight by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Do we need to have a Harvard degree after our names? Do we have to go through 26 years of technological education at MIT to understand that they're tapping the ether already? No. You know why? Because if we desire truth in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is not holding anything back from us as His children.
Not in the latter
days. Not right now, because all knowledge will come forward. That's dangerous to their plans. Only in the sense that it'll be known.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to worry about an uprising from those Satan already owns. He owns them. He's now free to do whatever he wants to humanity. He can make them all walk around barking like dogs or doing whatever it is that he wants them to do.
Humanity has given themselves over to a depraved
mm-hmm.
to a depraved mind, because they were not seeking God. They were not seeking to hear from the Holy Spirit when they made the decision to take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And so because they were not actively seeking, they were deceived and they took it. Because he's the father of lies, I've said this 100 times,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to stand up, hold up a card and say, "This is the mark of the beast, yes or no."
Right.
No, he's going to deceive you into taking the mark of the beast.
Right.
End of story.
And if you had the wisdom of the Holy Spirit with you,
you would know it.
You would know, because there are those of us who did.
Yep.
We did know. And
clear as day.
Exactly. You just knew. Nope, I'm not taking it. And there are some people who maybe weren't churchgoers, you know, but yet they had a respect for God and they led a godly life, you know, honoring their mother and father and being decent people. And they knew. They just knew something about it. And they said, "No, I don't think I'm going to do that."
Yeah.
So
the ether again is, yes, it's our conjecture, but it's more than that, because like so many things that we've presented here, that we have presented before the dark side, released it.
Mm-hmm.
This is yet another example of, you don't have to have the degrees. You don't have to know and have the evidence. You just know through the Holy Spirit. This is one example of what they're doing in science. They've been doing,
mm-hmm.
and now they're just going full force. Let me put it differently. Turn it around. When Trump was inaugurated, and the next day he had that press conference, and he had Sam Altman and Ma and what's his name from Oracle?
Larry
Ellison.
Yeah.
Why would that be his first major press conference right after
he's
elected?
Because he's the false prophet.
Why are they now saying data centers? Why are they now saying Stargate Project? It's
not
because now they know they have the energy to power the data centers,
exactly.
And all they have to do is build the data centers,
mm-hmm.
because the power is there to power them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The electricity.
Exactly. And this is why when the Lord talked about a mortal wound to the head, it's going to be some disruption in the flow of energy that's going to cause there to be a something major is going to be happening. And it may be that it's what causes the reset to the digital, the full scale implementation of the digital system, you know, and blockchain, as we have talked about. So this is, the mortal wound is not going to be Trump staging a bullet to the head. It's you know, the mortal wound is, it's deeper than that. Again, Jesus taught us in patterns. It's why when we speak like this, that you are able to understand what we're saying, not because Anthony and Kathleen are saying it, but because the Holy Spirit led us to see it in the outworking of everything. We're understanding it and seeing it by way of the Spirit, the same way that we were able to identify and know to stay away from the mark of the beast. We just knew that we knew that we knew, because God is communicating with us by way of the Spirit. And Satan is trying to copy God's pattern of that transmission, only he has to use physical mediums now to do that. Right. Because he's been cast down to the earth, he is in a physical realm now. So he has to have a synthetic form of spirit. Think about it. It's reverse now. Right. And that's why the Ouroboros eating its tail is so, to me, I find that encouraging, because he's going to consume himself. His thirst for power, greed, control will be his destruction. It always has been. Yeah. It's what caused his fall from the very, very beginning. Mm-hmm. That's why he hates us, because we call out the truth about who and what he really is, and he hates it. And to that I say, hallelujah, Lord, call it out more. Point him out. People, the word says, in those days, when we finally see Satan for who he is, remember that scene from Lord of the Rings when you saw that, what was his name, Gollum or whatever, and he was this shriveled little thing. We're going to say, that is the one that distressed the nations? Satan thinks of himself as all glorious, all powerful. He still sees himself in the mirror as he was in heaven. But he's deluded. Mm-hmm. He's ugly. He's horrible. He's going to be this shriveled up little thing that has no power. He'll have no power. And we're going to look at him and say, that was the one who caused all of the distress to the nations. Really?
That comes right out of scripture.
It is. And that's why he hates every child of God, especially you and I, especially you and I.
Let me mention knowledge increasing in the latter days. Knowledge is also understanding. Understanding is based upon knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say that knowledge is in, or understanding is increasing as knowledge increases.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't, one, we might say, about the ether, we can say, well, it's made of these particles. It has so many gigawatts of energy. You know, that's the knowledge side. The understanding side is, we know they're tapping the ether.
Right.
That's an understanding.
Yeah.
It's an understanding that they have to be able to tap the ether in order to meet the timeline, which is short, for the building of the data centers and the implementation for the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. Now, I've said in recent live streams that they may not even build 10. Now they may. They may eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for the Antichrist to be enthroned, so to speak, the different machinations of enthronement, but for
made the, prominent, let's put it that way.
For the Antichrist to rule and reign, is not necessarily going to require, at the beginning of that period, 10. Over the course of his ruling and reigning, it will eventually become 10. These things take time to build.
Well, again, let's define the 10. Is it the 10 that, you know, because there's not enough time to build 20 data centers, and yet the word talks about the crowns, the 10 crowns. No, it talks about the 10 horns, and then they will add 10 crowns on top of that. We've already gone through that in our magazine.
That's the last issue of the magazine.
So what they need to understand is that when you look at places like Google and Meta and all, there are huge, huge data centers drawing tremendous power already. Already 10 of these huge horns in play already. And these, now they're, you know, Trump always wants to make bigger and better. What if there's 10 more crowns being added on top of what has already been set as a precedent by Google's data centers and Apple's data centers and Meta and all of these other things around the world that already are in existence that would be considered 10 huge data centers? Now, when they see the success of those, they're going to add 10 more, and they're going to use the false prophet Donald Trump to announce this adding of the 10 and then maybe even 20 in the future.
Sure.
I submit that the 10 are already here in operation, and now Trump, using that as an example and knowing that it can be done by private means, is now going to make it a global agenda to add 10 more on top. What do you do when you crown something? You add it to the top. So he's going to add 10 more now in a very public way on top of 10 that already exist.
Right.
And in order to do that in fast order, because again, these data centers are not, they're not using strictly private energy to do it. You know, they're not running combines and steam things to, you know, to run and grab this energy. They already have the tapping of this underway, which is why he can go ahead in such a short time and say that we're going to add 10 more. Heck, we might even add 20.
Right.
So our understanding of the 10 horns and the 10 crowns has evolved to the understanding that, oh, well, wait a minute. Because we're so far along, what if these 10 already exist from these huge, you know, NVIDIA and all those type of corporations already have this information? Palantir. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to come up with
so
the 10.
Let me redefine data centers. When we think of data centers right now, we think of Abilene, Texas, that one that's being built. We think of the one in Memphis, Tennessee that Elon Musk is using for his Grok 5 AI now.
Mm-hmm.
But a data center could be a private data center, say, with NVIDIA. We'll use your example. Or Oracle. It can be a networking of smaller data centers that would comprise a data center in a network. But it can also be, again, we have to not restrict ourselves to saying that a data center is massive like Texas or Tennessee. No, a data center can be smaller and it's still a data center. Again, for example, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, they all have massive data centers already.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at NSA, going back 15 years, they set up data centers in Utah and in Texas and other places in which they built in excess capacity for data storage into the multiple exabyte quantity of data storage capability. So you're right. Data centers already exist, and we need to get away from the paradigm of thinking, oh, it has to be big like the one in Abilene. No,
right.
It doesn't.
Those would be the crowning.
Right.
The ones that you're making bigger and better on top of
the
existing. Those are the horns.
Mm-hmm.
That which exists already are the horns, and now they're going to add their crowning glory with 10 massive data centers on top of that. You know, there won't be a lot of people that understand where we're coming from, but we have never been about massive amounts of people. If there is just a small group of people here that are understanding by way of the Spirit and seeing what it is, that's how Scripture is coming alive, that the teachings of Jesus in parable pattern-like recognition of how the Spirit works, it is the Holy Spirit that is translating the ancient prophecies told in Scripture by giving us the interpretation and how that outworking is happening right now today.
It's the application in the present time of ancient scriptures.
And they can't hear that. They can't see it. But what they are going to try and do is stop it, because this is information that they don't want out. But, you know, you can try and take out the ones who may be speaking it, but you cannot stop the Holy Spirit. And you will never silence the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It will be for a time that God has said. And when God says, well done, good and faithful servant, you're done, then we go home with him. And we're not going home by way of a rapture or anything else. And no child of God, listen to me, no child of God alive today who is hearing by way of the Holy Spirit should be hanging themselves on the evangelical hope delusion of a rapture. We are here until we are no more.
That was the Darby Schofield disinformation.
You know, and they're filling, it just continues to fill people with this hope that, oh, I'm getting out of here when things get really bad. Did any of God's 12 disciples get out of here easily? No, there's a cost. Now, granted, we know Jesus paid the ultimate cost with his life. Are we all going to have to go that route? Satan is really mad and he wants to destroy all of us. Some will. But not all.
Mm-hmm.
Not all. There is going to be a few here to greet Jesus when he returns. You know, pray. He tells us. He says, pray that I might make a way of escape as you see these things coming upon the earth. Again, the evangelicals say, oh, that's the rapture. No, it is not. No, it isn't. And if the two witnesses aren't the word of God and the blood, then where are they right now? Where are they? They should be marching through and being dragged through the streets. The only thing being dragged through the streets is the word of God and the testimony, because it's not, it's dissed now in light of technology. Nobody else is preaching the gospel in truth, in spirit, and in the Holy Spirit in truth. If they deny the mark of the beast, they're part of it. They're already under the delusion. If you deny the mark of the beast, you're already under the delusion. You're part of it. So, yeah. And again, people, I will always, always submit to you that if you think that what I am saying is hard to believe, then just go to the Holy Spirit. You know, you can attack Kathleen the person or Anthony the man. You can do those things if you want to, but it's a really shallow person that, and somebody who is not operating by the same spirit that would do that. That would do that. And so we would encourage you, as we always have, if there's something about what we're saying that you don't believe is truth, then take it to the Holy Spirit and ask him to confirm it for you. Boy, those confirmations are coming awfully fast, though. Every day, we're seeing more and more revealed. You know, when knowledge increases, it's not just what you just got finished talking about, knowledge and understanding. They go hand in hand. So if earthly knowledge is increasing, it means heavenly understanding is coming at a greater pace as well.
Correct.
So that we will have the ability to, because God says, where sin abounds, my grace abounds even more.
Right.
So his sin is all around us at this time. God's grace to his children is abounding. And as knowledge, which is Satan's, medium in which to play, understanding is only given by the Holy Spirit.
We explain the knowledge side of it, the science, the nuts and bolts, but it's the understanding that is preeminent.
Yes.
And we wouldn't understand the science without the Holy Spirit providing the understanding. But beyond the science, he is providing an understanding of the consequences, the agenda, the timelines, the impacts, the deceptions. Those are all understandings.
Yep. You know, God was personified in Jesus, and God's understanding, God's way of framing his word was for those who were willing to invest the time to, who really sought truth.
They sought to understand.
They sought to understand the truth.
They asked him question after question, right. And we don't even have a record of all the questions.
No.
They want to understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a child.
What's that? What's that?
Why?
What's that?
And you answer, and then they go, why?
How come? Why? Right. Yeah.
Because why they want to understand.
Yes. And he tells us, doesn't he, to become like little children.
Yep.
To come to him is like, Lord, why is this? Why is this? Why is this? And he gives it to us. And he is answering us mm-hmm. at the speed, I was going to say at the speed of light. I mean, he is the one who sheds light, who brings understanding to us of this world and what's happening. This is not natural knowledge that we in ourselves had any study in or pursuit of. And that's how the Spirit works.
And this is echoed in many of the conversations that I'm having with subscribers. You know, they're experiencing what we are.
Yeah.
They're understanding more and more about Scripture.
Yeah.
They're understanding more about the times and what is going on as they reflect back. Several of them told me, reflecting back to what they have learned through the church, through mm-hmm. the teachings, mm-hmm. through their pastors and preachers. And now they're going back over their mind and they're questioning and they're looking at it differently. And they're thinking, I have a better grasp on Scripture
mm-hmm.
because of this understanding than I ever heard from any of my pastors or preachers. These mm-hmm. are individuals that are understanding more and realizing they're understanding more.
And this is not, this is something that would not be taught in those institutions. And that's how I refer to them now, because they are institutions and they're probably credited with making people literally go crazy and have to be in institutions because they weren't teaching by way of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, they were teaching a methodology, just read this sinner's prayer and you're in. And it was, they sold people a bill of goods because there was no true repentance needed. That is only, you can only be drawn to repent by way of the Holy Spirit. You just can't read something off of a page that sounds good and sounds humble and think that you're changed by it. There has to come a personal reckoning. As David Wilkerson used to say, a point of anguish, if none of you have ever listened, you know, and I know I'm not too high up on pastors, preachers, teachers, and speakers, but that man, David Wilkerson, and he wasn't evangelical. I don't know if that's what they would classify him as, but he had a passion, a fire within him for the Holy Spirit that was just so moving and so authentic. And whenever I go back and I listen to his sermon, you can find it on YouTube called, I think it's either A Point of Anguish or Anguish. And it's not the one that's set to music. That is good and it is moving. But to listen to that entire sermon about bringing us to the point of anguish, that is where you meet the Lord. When all of the darkness of your life comes into the light of his presence and all, you know, like those curtains right now that are closed, it looks like dark here. If we were to pull, well, maybe an hour ago, if we were to pull them back, the light would just flood this room. And that's exactly what happens to us. You know, the light from the Holy Spirit is shined on every area of our life, and we want to hide. We want to pull those curtains back because we don't want it exposed. But there is so much about our lives, what we have done, what we have said, how we have treated people. And I speak firsthand of myself and the things that I am ashamed of, the ways that I have conducted my life, the people that I had associated with, some, not all, you know, just the things that we've done. We look at our entire life and we realize none of it was good. Because those things that we thought were fun and enjoyable, we realize were nothing but sin that we were involved in. You know, if you harken back and say, oh, when I was in my 20s, I had a blast. I traveled and I went here and there. And yeah, what were you doing? You were partying on a beach. You were having free sex. You were doing all of these different things. You were smoking weed. You were doing all kinds. You name it. We're all sinners. And we look back on our lives and there was really no point that we can ever say that it was good. So, you know, I still encourage everybody here to continue to, you know, to be mindful of daily repentance, doing it so that Satan can't hold anything against you. Admit it before he makes it. What are you doing? What is Daddy doing? She's so sweet. She's got the sweetest little face in the world. That's Finley's tail banging against the floor. Okay, stop, 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 stop. All right, come here. Come over here. You're making too much noise. Like you're beating a drum. Come on, out here. Come on, Finley. Mr. Finley. All right, go lay down in the other room. Good. So I don't have to hear your long nails. You need a pedicure. P-E-T, a pedicure. You need those nails. Thank you.